The spokesperson for the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, Zabihullah Mujahid, has issued a strong rebuttal to the recent ruling by the International Criminal Court, ICC, which called for the arrest and prosecution of senior Taliban leaders Haibatullah Akhundzada and Abdul Hakim Haqqani. In a statement issued on Tuesday, Mujahid categorically rejected the authority of the entity known as the International Court, stating that the Islamic Emirate does not recognize any institution operating under that title, nor do they acknowledge any obligations toward it. He stated that such declarations and baseless rhetoric would not deter the resolve or legitimate stance of the Islamic Emirate. Mujahid further condemned the hypocrisy of the international body, citing the ongoing genocide in Gaza, where innocent women and children are being killed daily by the Israeli regime and its foreign allies. He questioned the credibility of the ICC, which, according to him, has failed to take action in the face of such atrocities while focusing its attention on Afghanistan. However, it must be noted that the ICC has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. The spokesperson also highlighted the Islamic Emirate's commitment to justice, asserting that the leadership and officials of the Emirate have established unparalleled justice in Afghanistan based on the sacred laws of Islamic Sharia. Mujahid made it clear that any labeling of Sharia law as oppressive or against human rights, and any threats of prosecution for those who implement it, reflects an inherent bias against Islam and its legal system. He further described these actions as an insult to the beliefs of Muslims worldwide and a clear expression of enmity toward the religion. He concluded by reaffirming that the Islamic Emirate remains resolute in its governance, firmly upholding Islamic law, and standing against external interference.